Hello, everyone.
Hi.
This is By Starlight.
With Kate.
Carly.
With Carly and Kate. And you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO.
Medford Tufts.
Freeform Radio.
The song you just heard was...
Know Your Onion by The Shins.
And that was Carly's pick.
Yeah. We don't really have a theme for this week. Kind of just still trying to be happy, as we've expressed the last couple weeks in a row. We weren't here last time because of the snow, but we're back. Sad. Still trying to be upbeat. It's getting a little warmer. Kate's going for, what did you call it? Twemo, I think?
Well, okay, that's what I started off with. So some of the songs on here maybe adhere to that vibe. But
yeah, I don't really like, I listen to some emo, but I'm not tapped in on that twemo. Yeah. So I tried my best. So we kind of just have a mishmash going on.
Yeah, we have a mishmash, but I think it goes together well in a good way.
Yeah, I think so. My sister showed me this song though. I was telling Kate this is one of the first like cool things I ever listened to. My sister gave me the CD. It was hers. Whoa. And then she gave it to me. Yeah, and The Shins were one of there's cool stuff out there, let me get into it.
That's
beautiful. Next up we have, I can tell you, Kate, we have Andy Wants to Impregnate Me with One Half of Uncle Tupelo by P.E.E.
This was the song that I added that was like the twemo vibe. I think it's super cutesy, and like, of course, there's a, like, emo, twemo band that, like, is called P, and, like, the title of this song is so strange, but I think it's a really good song, so I hope you guys like it. Here we go.
Here we go.
Dog living room.
Anthony walked to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. To her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. St. Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How, why, and when, and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, her martini, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation by the people listening in hope. By the people watching on the telly. By the people listening at home. By the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Hi everyone, we're back.
We're back. That was
If You're Feeling Sinister by Belle and Sebastian.
A classic.
Classic, classic song. And before that, you heard Cut Your Bangs by Radiator Hospital. And before that, you heard...
Oh, sorry, I scrolled away. Silence Kid by Pavement.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll start with Silence Kid. I love Pavement. I feel like if you've been listening to By Starlight for a while, you know that about me. But this one, it's not necessarily happy in the lyrics, but like, it's so good. Like, the feeling of the song is really, it's just great. Like, And it does capture the feeling of being like a teenager, I think, like, and like kind of being like spiteful, but in like a, I'm going to go run around or something. But like makes me feel good, like empowers
teenage
you.
Angst,
yeah, yeah. But in like an empowering way, not like a, I'm going to cry now.
Yes, totally. Yeah. With the other songs, I chose the Radiator Hospital and Belle and Sebastian. I just feel like they're super like catchy songs. Like, I don't know. They just like, they make my my shoulders start going up. Like, I'm like,
yeah. Absolutely. So bopping around.
That's why I chose those. Coming up next, we have a Bright Eyes song.
Yeah, Bowl of Oranges. This is off my favorite Bright Eyes album called Lifted, or The Stories in the Soil Keep Your Ear to the Ground. This is my emo choice. It's not, I don't know if I'd call it tweemo. It's pretty classic, like early 2000s emo. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this song has actually such a beautiful sentiment. It sounds happy to me, and I think when you listen to the words, like, it's beautiful, I think, and makes me feel really good.
I like that it's subtle foreshadowing for what we have coming later on.
Oh,
with an Alex G song.
Oh my God, I didn't even
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
for a little.
And I'm gonna skip the outro of this song because it's really long, though. So
right.
Be prepared for that as well.
Okay.
Beautiful. Here we go.
All right, here we go, everyone.
The rain had started tapping on the window near my bed. There was a loophole in my dreaming, so I got out of it. And to my surprise, my eyes were wide and already open. Just my nightstand and my dresser, where those nightmares had just been. So I dressed myself and left then, out into the gray streets. But everything seemed different and completely new to me. The sky, the trees, houses, buildings, even my own body. And each person I encountered, I couldn't wait to meet. And I came upon a doctor who appeared in quite poor health. I said, there's nothing that I can do for you, you can't do for yourself. He said, oh yes, he can, just hold my hand, I think that that would help. So I sat with him a while, then I asked him how he felt. He said, I think I'm cured. In fact, I'm sure. Thank you, stranger, for your therapeutic smile. So that's how I learned the lesson that everyone's alone. And your eyes must do some raining if you're ever gonna grow. But when crying don't help, you can't compose yourself, it's best to compose a poem. An honest verse of longing, or a simple song of hope. That's why I'm singing, baby, don't worry, cause now I got your back. And every time you feel like crying, I'm gonna try and make you laugh. And if I can, if it just hurts too bad, then we'll wait for it to pass. And I will keep you company for those days so long and black. And we'll keep working on the problem we know we'll never solve. Of love's uneven remainders, our lives are fractions of a whole. But if the world could remain within a frame like a painting on a wall, then I think we'd see the beauty, then we'd stand staring in awe at our still lives posed like a bowl of wool. Like a story told by the fault lines and the soul. Oh, oh.
if I could realize I'd die, then I would be a lot nicer. Used to believe in a lot more. Now I just see straight ahead. That's not to say I don't have good times.
Okay, we're back, and I have a message for you. Be a Big Brothers Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. My dad actually had a big brother, so
really,
yeah,
wow.
So that was for him. There I love you, you dad. Yeah, the song
you just heard was called Molly's Lips
by the Vaselines. Yeah. Before that
was the Femme Cells, Is Loser an Emotion You Feel Too, and I don't think we introduced it. The one before the one before the Femme Cells song was Science Versus Romance by Rilo Kiley. I don't know, I've been getting more into Rilo Kiley like discography over the past couple months, and I don't know, that song, I really just love like the guitar at the end, it's so good. And then the Femme Cells song, I have been listening to that like on repeat. I think it's just so cool. Every time I listen to it, like, I feel like I notice something new about it. Like, I was just listening to it the other day, and like, I realized that there was like whispering of the lyrics, like, is loser, like, I noticed, yeah, that, and I hadn't noticed that before, and I just thought it was so cool. And I like how they like, they have like these like, I don't know, sound distortion or whatever, and then like crashes into them like singing like really like cute acoustic stuff. So I don't know, I just love that song. So I hope you guys like that too. And then right after that was Molly's Lips. That was Carly's pick.
Yeah. I like the Vaselines a lot. But thanks to Nirvana, they have a cover of this song that's really good. But yeah, this one matched the vibe, so I did spare version.
Cutesy.
It's very cutesy.
I like it. And the horn,
yeah, there's
or
a little honking, like a clown horn. So it's cute. Really cute. But yeah, it's just fun. It's like sweet. It's just a strange vibe, though, like in a good way.
In a good way. I think it matched the vibe perfectly. Yeah. Coming up next, we have Von Bismarck by Zach Schatz. I like discovered this artist like, I don't know, like maybe like a month or so ago, and like I've been obsessed. They only have like, I think like an EP out and like a couple other like maybe singles, but I've been so obsessed with this EP, I think it is. And this song is just so adorable, and I just love it so much. So I hope you guys like it. Yeah, we'll just get right into it.
Here we go.
Why don't you shoot me in the head? Black cloud sympathizer energy was always down in Dead Sea. I know you're always seeing red. Lay down, close your eyes, it floods your mind when you try to go to bed. Why don't you shoot me in the head? Black cloud sympathizer energy was always down in Dead Sea. I know you're always seeing red. Sympathizer energy was always down in Dead Sea. I know you're always seeing red. Lay down, close your eyes, it floods your mind when you try to go to bed. Why don't you shoot me in the head? Black cloud sympathizer energy was always down in Dead Sea. I know you're always seeing red. Lay down, close your eyes, it floods your mind when you try to go to bed. I'm sorry, but I can't. I'm sorry, but 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 I'm s
covers. I had your mom make up the fire. You'd be my lover. But for another, I wish I could live a thousand lives. Cord and wed a thousand wives. Sew the bed with golden lies. Turn you to the center of a thousand thighs. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me when he's not around. Call me, let's get out this town. You know I'm down. All the songs you like are southern. I don't know when we'll see each other. You'd be my lover. Listen to the apples in stereo. Rockin' Pete and Paul and Mario. Trouble and toil, bubble and oil. Grab some potatoes and bring them to boil. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me. Thank you.
Everyone.
Hi. That was Love Yourself by World Peace DMT and Rowan Please.
Yes. And before that, you heard Oranges by Alex G.
And did we talk about You Know I'm Down?
I don't think we did.
We did not.
Or the Motifs. We did not either.
Wow. All right. That was a lot of songs.
That was a lot of songs. Okay. I think because they were short. That's why. Yes. And then before that, you heard You Know I'm Down by Frog and
In a Moment by the Motifs.
Yes.
The Motifs are like a little band, like a little, I don't know, twee is a good word for them. Like
super cutesy.
They're super cutesy that I've been getting into lately. They only have like an album and an EP out, but there is like another profile on Spotify called The Motifs, and the music's kind of similar, so I'm a little bit confused by that. But anyway, this iteration of The Motifs I really like, and this song is just so pretty. It's twinkly and
it's
cute.
It's adorable.
And onto Frog.
Yes. That song's like Frog's biggest hit. This whole album is so, so good. And they're going on tour in April, so be sure to check them out. They did, I think it's actually, it might just be one guy, and I'm saying they, but
Well, you don't know his question pronoun. Mark?
They're that's pronouns. That's true. That's true. Okay.
They is always the safest choice.
Exactly. You're so right. Okay. So they are coming on tour to Boston in April. So if everyone should go check out their most recent album. And yeah, if you guys like that song, you know, consider buying a ticket. I know I will be. Yeah, and after that was Carly's Choice, Oranges by Alex G. Did you guys get the little...
The reference.
Did you get the reference? The reference. Bowl of oranges.
And oranges. Yeah. And they were both my choice, and that was an accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Kate's just smarter than I am.
I just caught it, you know. No big deal.
Yeah. I loved this Alex G album. Frankly, it's underrated. I was looking at all the streams. Like, everything's under 10 million, which for Alex G is pretty good. This
That's
one
true.
Has, like, five... No, this one has, like, 3 million listens, which is, like, for Alex G, like...
Was
I
this
know.
The album he put out, like, over the summer or
yeah,
something?
I love it, but I just don't feel like everybody's been, like, onto it lately, but I really like it.
I like it, too.
And this song is a little bit, like, strummier, like, not as the same vibe as everything else, but it also makes me feel really good in the same way that the other ones do, so... I wanted to play it. And then we added this song.
Yeah,
kind of
we added this because we realized we had a little extra time. So this is another song that I've been listening to a lot, and it's called Love Yourself. So that's kind of, you know.
We're working on it.
We're working on, like, the theme, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. I found this artist through, actually, Bass Victim, because World Peace DMT has, like, a... They just did a collab song called The Kids Are Coming Home. So I found them through that. And, like, I really liked a lot of the songs on this album. This is also a collab album with Rowan Please. But I really love... It's super cutesy. And, like, yeah, like, there's a lot, like, going on in the song. There's a lot of, like, electronic, like, little bits. But I like how the acoustic bit, like, you know, comes in and out.
Yeah, it's cool.
And, yeah... I really like the ooh, like, I don't know. It's just adorable. So, yeah, that's why I added that one in. And now for our final song of the night.
We have Pretty Ugly Before by Elliot Smith. This is actually, I think, the song that I chose to play a snippet of during our training for WMFM.
I remember that.
Yeah, this was my song. I just love this song, and nothing gets me feeling good in a way because I think a good, you know, I'm going to get a little philosophical on you here, but
I think
happiness and joy and feeling good feels so much better when you remember the bad and the sadness. And this song is just, like, the best description of that I've literally ever felt or listened to. And so I also do think it's a little, like, he's doing a little, like tweemo. It's not tweemo at all, but, like, Elliot Smith has that, his voice can get so high, and, like, the guitar can be so plucky at times. Though this one has electric, so it's not, like, just acoustic, but I don't know, just something about it felt right for this playlist, so.
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go for it.
All right, well, thank you, everyone. I guess we can say our...
No, we can do it after this song.
Okay, we'll do it after this song, so we'll check back in after Pretty Ugly Before.
See you guys.
Somehow, is it different?
Everyone,
thank you for tuning in tonight.
Thanks for tuning in. I love that song. We were beautiful, really jamming.
We were jamming so hard. Beautiful song.
Liked it too.
Yes.
But this has been By Starlight with Carly
and Kate,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO
Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio.
Bye.
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 Hope everyone has a beautiful evening.
By Starlight.
By Starlight. All right, bye for real.